Hello, Pinkerton community. This is the Astroblast podcast, and this is the last one of 2022. And this is Mrs. Bernard coming to you live at the Salt Marsh Library with
Mr. Constant.
And today we have a really special guest. He is quite honestly the jack of all trades. He does it all here at Pinkerton. Who is with us?
Hi, everyone. My name is Jacob Labroda, and I'm a senior here at Pinkerton.
He sure is.
Excellent.
Yeah, so welcome, Jacob.
Thank you. Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome.
So, Jacob, tell us,
I think we should...
In 50 words or less,
so
what do you want to do?
I think we need to start with this killer outfit he's got going on.
He is rocking
it. His hat is outstanding.
The Puff Daddy jacket
Oh, thank you. Tell us about your outfit, really.
Yeah.
Who are you wearing?
Okay, I'll give a little rundown.
Red carpet.
So... Obviously, since it's the week before vacation for winter, we do have our spirit week. And so today, since it's Friday, is Candy Cane Day.
Yeah.
And so I decided to really channel my red and white style into this outfit. So as people will be able to see in the Instagram post, I'm wearing a Mickey Mouse Santa hat.
Yes.
I'm wearing a white puffer jacket. I'm repping some Pinkerton Academy merchandise.
Yeah. Nice.
And then I have some interesting looking Yeti Abominable
yes.
snowman pants.
Perfect.
And you're really working
there's
it.
There's my outfit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
He's Happy holidays.
Love
sure.
it.
Yeah. Looks good.
So I think we originally thought, how could we not have Jacob Labroda on our podcast? But I think the first reason it came, this came to us was because we saw that you were just posted on Instagram because you have published a book. So
yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, definitely. So something that I'm really passionate about is business and specifically financial literacy and financial education. And so what I recognized was that in the school system in general, I feel like a bigger emphasis can be placed on financial literacy, and that a lot of the time students leave high school lacking proper knowledge on concepts that they will need in the future. And so what I decided to do was pursue my own passion project called Find Your Finance. And in short, I started in around May of this year and surveyed business leaders from all across the country. I got respondents from all 50 states actually, and an overwhelming majority, 98% of the people I surveyed, said that they agreed with me that they thought there were also flaws within the national financial education system. So what I decided to do was ask them concepts they wish they learned in high school and then take the most demanded results and put that into my own book, which I created and self-published onto Amazon in September. So it's called Find Your Finance, 8 Business Concepts Kids Must Learn.
I love that.
Thank you.
And I was a former economics teacher. So
thank you so much.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Is this kid not outstanding?
And how much does that retail for?
You can buy it on Amazon for $11.99.
All right.
Amazing.
And can I get a signed autograph copy from you?
Oh my gosh, of course.
Oh,
yes.
I'm all over that.
Oh, we're totally going to do that.
I love that
so much.
That's fantastic.
So you have really made your mark here at Pinkerton.
Thank you.
And so, outsider, or not only in the publishing of books category, but tell us about some of the other things you do around campus.
Yeah, so I love to get involved at Pinkerton because there are so many amazing groups that I can take active membership in. So some of the big ones that I really like doing throughout my high school career have included DECA. This year, I am the Pinkerton co-president of DECA, and I do lots of fun competitions and community service events and have a great time in that.
Can you just explain what DECA is? Because I hear that
all
the time. And what does DECA stand for?
Okay, funny story. Nothing. It used to stand for it used to stand for Distributive Education Clubs of America.
And now it's just
but
DECA.
But people didn't really know what distributive education was, so few years ago, they decided to just get rid of it.
Is
so now
right?
it's just known as
But
DECA.
It's really about marketing,
it's
correct?
A, yeah, it's
business
a business
and marketing,
and marketing competitive
yeah.
club. So yeah. the main focus is competing at the state and international level.
And they do a lot of great stuff. I've been involved with them in the past
yeah.
and seen what they've done. It's really a great program. So I know you're also in the band. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so I love being part of the band. Music is a huge part of my life and something that Pinkerton definitely offers an abundance of resources to do.
Yeah.
And so I do lots of different things within the band community. I am a trombonist in the jazz band this year, and I am the drum major of the marching band, a second year drum major, which is definitely one of the most favorite experiences I've ever had at Pinkerton.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow. cool.
And so I did. I got to see the jazz band at the holiday concert. Mm-hmm. I went as an administrator, but I really enjoyed it. I just enjoyed it. It was fantastic.
So good. Oh, that's
but
good
I,
to hear.
I got to tell you, Jacob, I'm watching, and I really like jazz music and that style. Mm-hmm. And you were just rocking. You can tell how much you really enjoy and love what you're doing up
Thank
there.
Thank you.
And I also noticed you were playing in with the younger group, I guess, or for lack of a better way to say it.
Yeah.
I sat in with them. And I could see, like, your leadership of just setting them up with their chairs and their what do you call the music?
Music stands?
That's the word I was looking for. Music stand. I mean, just you can just see how you enjoy it so much.
Thank you.
But I will tell you, and I spoke to Jacob a little bit about this. He is also the number one singer in the state, his number one tenor vocalist. And I'm going to sing his praises here, no pun intended. But he broke out into a song. They did a solo where mm-hmm. he played the trombone and sang. Oh, can you give us a few bars?
Wait, can somebody explain?
No.
How do you do a trombone and sing at the same time?
Well, he didn't do it the exact same. Can you break into a couple of bars of Have Yourself a Merry Christmas? Come on.
Should I?
I'm putting you on the spot.
Should I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do it.
Okay.
Just a few.
I haven't warmed up at all.
That's fine. You're going to be awesome.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Jacob Labrota, you're going to Hollywood. You're going to Hollywood.
I didn't warm up, but thank you.
Did anyone hear that mic drop? That just happened.
Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, seriously, just tremendous. Tremendous talent you have.
Oh, I appreciate
it. And if you want to also talk about talent, we should talk about academics. Because, you do okay academically, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
And I'm sure you don't really want to toot your own horn, so to speak. But yeah.
No pun intended there.
I know. Thank you for picking that up.
Yeah, no sweat. teamwork.
But I believe you are currently ranked first in the senior class.
Yes.
I don't want to jinx it.
No worries.
But you know, it's not about that number. It's about really seizing that opportunity and, mm-hmm. and really, you know, taking advantage of all that Pinkerton has to offer. And you know, you're certainly an example of somebody who's doing that just across the board. It's just truly outstanding. And I think we always preach mm-hmm. about getting involved mm-hmm. and really making the most of this experience and how Pinkerton has so many wonderful things to offer. And here you are an example of somebody who's really seizing that.
What's like one of your favorite classes? I know you're in some high powered AP classes, but that may not be your favorite necessarily.
Yeah, I am in some hard classes. Ooh, that's a really good question. This year, I'd say one that just comes to mind instantly is my English class. I love it so much. It's so much fun. We have a great community in that class. And I, even as a student who is really dedicated to his academics, I love to prioritize the people that I meet in that class as well. And just the experiences that aren't necessarily academic, but still play a role in just my overall time in a certain class. And so just with that English class I have this year, it's so much fun. Shout out to AP Lang. Yeah. R4.
And we should thank Miss Lemire because she is allowing Jacob
to be with us right now.
Yeah.
So you're obviously a writer because you wrote a book, mm-hmm. but is writing something you do as well?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, I do some poetry stuff. Mm-hmm. I like to do creative writing, but that's more of a hobby.
Like a passion.
Yeah, that's just something I do on the
side.
In your spare
time. Yeah.
All your free time. You're not a member of a band, per se, outside of Pinkerton or anything.
Oh, I am.
Oh. Of course you are.
I am, actually. I can talk a little bit about that if you'd like.
Please.
Yeah, so the Jason R. Flood Memorial is an organization I work closely with.
We're very familiar with it, yes.
Yeah, so I am an advocate for suicide prevention and do things like that at Pinkerton through the prevention education program. And on top of that, in the community, I like to take sort of initiative to show that I am someone who is an advocate for those types of topics. And what I did was the Jason R. Flood Memorial has these concerts that are called Pizza Stock mm-hmm. Festivals.
There's one coming up?
Yeah,
there is one coming up at the Tupelo on January 8th. Everyone should show up.
Absolutely.
And so something that I like to do is be one of the bands that performs at Pizza Stock. And so me and one of my old teachers from middle school and a few other Pinkerton alumni all decided to form a band called The Hand-Me-Downs, which is ska sort of rock
band. Get out of town. Yeah, oh, I'm coming to that show.
It's so much fun. We do some events with Pizza Stock. We won't be at this next one at the Tupelo, but sort of expect to see more things from us in the future.
I will. Amazing. I definitely want to see that.
I mean, I just want to let everybody know, you know, our five listeners that are out there, that this is not scripted at all.
Not at all.
This guy is polished. He's a professional. Ooh,
I was
all
nervous.
Right, so, Jacob, I want to take this another step further.
Yeah.
Number one in the class currently, number one vocalist, number one trombonist, involved in a lot of things, published author. What is your goal for next year? And go ahead and say it,
Good
buddy.
Question. Good question. Yeah. I am trying to actually keep my options open. It sounds like a bit of a vague answer, but with so many things going on, I'm trying to limit any of the stress that might come up with college applications. So I've been applying to some schools that I find interesting and ones that I like their programs. Specifically, I want to do a joint program, double majoring in some sort of marketing and business, and then some sort of psychology or neuroscience. So yeah, like the brain studies and business are the two programs I want to study. And so for college, I've been looking at schools that offer those programs, but I'm trying to not really pick a top choice or anything until I am more settled.
Give me one of the options out there.
Right now,
yeah,
I will say I really like Tulane in New Orleans.
Wow.
They're a serious contender. I will just say I'm considering right now after receiving my decision. Yeah. And then,
cool. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And then there are some other ones that I applied for that
What's
I'm still
that
waiting.
What's that one that starts with an H?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
All right. Well, I recommend
lots of schools.
I recommend you send this podcast to the schools and let them know who you
we'll
are.
We'll see.
Right?
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing.
Thank you.
So, I mean, this is all about Jacob Labroda today. I get that. It should be. The man is a myth and a legend.
Stop it.
But we do have, let's talk Pinkerton real quick.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff going on. There's some sports action happening, which, by the way, Jacob says he's not good at sports, but he is an avid follower of the sports programs out there. And
when I'm with band, you will see me screaming at everything.
Yes.
At the football games.
I have seen you do that, so good for you.
Thank you.
But we have, I know Christmas tournaments coming up. Hockey tournament is happening at Salem. I know basketball tends to go down to, I think, Lawrence maybe, but I'm not sure. But anyway, look at the website. Always check the website for action happening here at Pinkerton Academy.
Yeah, I know girls basketball's in Londonderry because
they're
in
Londonderry
today, and she told me. Yeah, so there's a lot of sports action happening over the break, and as I was saying before we even started recording, I think now is also a time to just take a little bit of time for yourself and take a break. I know there's a lot of sickness out there, and so it's good for us to kind of take a break from each other a little bit and just rest. And
the tridemic.
And kind of, you know, just decompress before we get into that final push of semester one.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
I like
so
that.
With that, do we have the final question for
Jacob?
Yeah,
you do. You do have to ask that. And I'm going to follow up with that. So
I think he's going to have a hard time deciding because he's involved in so much.
Oh, no.
So, Jacob, we always ask our guests to do a shout-out to someone here. It doesn't have to be here at Pinkerton, but it tends to be someone at Pinkerton. Like, who has been special in your three and a half years here at Pinkerton Academy? I think he's got it.
I do. I have an answer. I can't pick one, but there are two. Yes. My sisters, Sophia and Emma Labroda. Shout out to them. Sophia, my twin, and Emma, my little sister. They've helped me through a lot, and they're always there, and we are very supportive of each other and all of our interests.
I love that.
That is wonderful.
Thank you.
Well,
and Mrs. Bernard, hold on. No. I got to take this next step. So I actually reached out to your teachers and asked, because I knew we would do the shout out, and I asked them to do a shout out for you. So I'm going to read to you what some of your teachers said. You ready?
Yes.
Jacob is an exemplary leader because of his genuine desire to lead with his heart. That's Mrs. Lemire.
Wow.
Jacob is truly an exceptional young man. Literally, he's the kind of student who makes a teacher want to keep on teaching and have faith in their future generations. Yes, he was gifted with many talents, but he puts the work into to get the most out of his experiences. An exceptional role model, Mr. Frank.
Aww.
Now, I'm not sure if I'm going to get this one right, but Jacob?
Oh, yeah.
As I call him, is great because he teaches me all about singing, trombone, and voice range. Where else am I going to learn this stuff, Mr. Gundrum? And lastly, and this is an interesting one because this is your flex teacher. This is just from a flex teacher, 30 minutes a day. Most people already know the obvious, that Jacob is an excellent student. What they may not know is he puts just as much effort into being a wonderful friend. He's a very caring young man who never hesitates to help out friends in need. He's extremely kind and exemplifies our core tenets of courtesy, respect, and responsibility. That is Mr. Elizio.
Yes.
You know what? I'm glad we had you on today.
Thank you so much. You are a special
young man, and we wish you the best going forward. And,
thank you.
You know, when you are done with Pinkerton Academy, remember us.
Oh, definitely will. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. What a impact you've had on our community.
Yeah, for sure.
I appreciate it.
And so somebody who is the jack of all trades, what I was going to ask you is, do you have any advice for our listeners from your time here at Pinkerton?
Oh, I like that.
Ooh, that's a good question. I'd say that it's important to get involved and be aware of all the different opportunities that you can take advantage of here at Pinkerton, but at the same time, recognize your limits because you don't want to stretch yourself too thin, and you want to ensure that even with me and my experiences as someone who is very dedicated to both academic and extracurricular experiences, it's important to dedicate just as much, if not more, time to mental health and your personal well-being. And so some advice I'd give to anyone listening is to just definitely be sure to take time away from school and away from your clubs and just settle down, relax, and practice self-care.
Oh my gosh.
We need to get that message out to all the incoming freshmen every year. Boom.
Seriously.
Play.
For sure.
Yeah,
it's so important.
Awesome. What a great way to put it.
And what a fantastic way to end this year of podcasts with such a fantastic individual.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And Mrs. Burner, I got to ask you, door decoration contest.
Yes.
Have we announced a winner yet?
We do have a winner.
Okay.
And it's being announced at the end of the day.
Jacob doesn't
know, but I will tell you, these doors were outstanding.
Yeah.
I mean, there was 3D action. Mm-hmm. There was pictures of faculty and just so much creativity. It was really such a pleasure to walk around and see them. So great job to everybody who participated.
And the Pinkerton Ski Club did participate.
I know.
And they put a lot of effort into it.
Well, I have to say it was definitely a step up from last year.
Oh, for sure.
Dr. Powers recognized that as well. He said, wow, what a step up from last year.
That's
He's
good.
Like, we should have made another category in the negative.
Most improved. Most improved.
Yeah, so.
That's good to hear. Well, the kids did a nice job with it.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Ms. Bernard, as always, it's a pleasure working alongside with you. And you have a wonderful holiday.
Back at you. And to our Pinkerton community, happy holidays and happy new year. And we'll see you next year.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.